played yesterday on Wayho from Yosemite National Park in Menlo. I think it was a little bit north of a small town that started with an M. I'm not sure what the name of it was.
Okay, which highway were you driving on?
I'm driving on Highway 49, heading south, I guess.
Okay, would you like to describe it?
We were in the back of a pickup truck facing what I would assume is kind of north, and there were four other people and I and one child, and somebody said, look, there's a flying saucer, and I looked up, and I thought it was the moon at first, and then as I looked, there's no way it could have been the moon. It was it was very golden and gleamy, and kind of orangey, and it was shaped as if it was the top part of the moon, but it was much wider, and the arc wasn't as rounded, because we saw the moon come up about maybe 15 or 10 minutes later. We saw the moon coming up over the horizon.
Okay, but what time did you spot that?
I think it was around 8:30, half an hour more or less. I'm not sure. Nobody had a watch on it.
Okay, now, did you have any estimation of how far away this was from you?
When we first saw it, it was very far away and very little. And it got very close to us very quickly, and it was wavering. It was above the trees. It was about 100 to 150 feet high in the air.
Okay.
And it was flying towards us. And it was not moving in a straight line. It was kind of wavering back and forth and spinning rapidly. And the main thing about it is that it was so vibrant, it was glowing. And there was a big glow area around it, and as it got closer, it got bigger. So it's hard to say how close it was. Maybe 100 feet, about as far away as it was high.
Okay. Now, what color was that glow?
The glow was a golden glow, but the object itself had a glow around it, which was just yellow and kind of orange splotches here and there. It was orangey, but mostly it was yellow.
Well, I see. In other words, am I correct in assuming that you could see the object through a glow which surrounded it?
We could see it itself very plainly, but
it still had this
glowing so much that when you looked at it, it was the glow that you really saw. The object itself was glowing.
I see.
And my brother, I didn't notice it, but he says that it looked like on the bottom, as the sides curved out over, it was flat on the bottom. He said there was like an overhang on each side, which I didn't see, but he said he did see that.
Okay.
He was desperately trying to find his glasses, and he found them and put them on in time.
Uh-huh.
And we went around a curve, and we were all screaming and yelling for my father to stop driving. And when he stopped, we had passed the curve, and he found out what we were yelling and screaming about, and he thought we were all losing our minds, and it kept on going. I think if we had gone back, we would have seen it again.
Uh-huh.
And he, I guess, didn't believe us or thought we were kidding or something. And we weren't kidding. I mean, it was really very real. It was there. We saw it for maybe about 4 minutes.
Did you hear any sound?
No, there was no sound at all.
Okay, now, did this object move away from you, or did you just lose sight of it as you were driving?
It was moving closer and closer to us.
Uh-huh.
And we lost sight of it as we curved around a road, and then we stopped. It looked as if, I know this sounds really strange, but it looked as if whoever it was, I don't know whether it was from another planet or somebody here or what, but it looks as if somebody was imitating the moon. But it was obviously not the moon. We saw the moon come over the horizon 15 minutes later.
Uh-huh.
And the moon itself happened to be very orangey as it came up. But there was no way that it was the moon. It was flying in midair. You know, it wasn't touching anything, and it was spinning and wavering towards us and getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Okay, now, at its closest point to you, could you compare it with anything for size?
Well, it's hard to imagine. Let's see. Well, I don't know. It was smaller than an airplane. It seemed to be smaller than a you know, a big airplane.
Yes.
It may have been about the size of one of the smaller airplanes, those little ones.
Yes.
I don't know what they're called, but it was nowhere near. I don't think it was as big as a large airplane.
Okay.
It was more like the size of a small, but it was hard to say because they got so close so fast.
Yes.
It was really, it was as if we happened to be right in its route or as if it was almost following us. And we were all had been laying down in the back of a pickup truck, and it was very cold. We were all covered with sleeping blankets. And one girl happened to notice it and said, "Look, there's a flying saucer." And the rest of us all kind of sat up. And I don't know if there was any traffic going in the other direction, but if there had been, I'm sure they would have seen it put very, very plainly.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else will report it or has reported it or anything. But
was it completely dark at the time?
No. Uh-uh. It was daylight.
Daylight, okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll try to get some identification on this, and if we get anything on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
How many were in the party?
Well, let's see, there was three people in the cab of the truck, and there was four other people, and myself were in the back, and plus my son, he's 3 and a half.
Okay. Did everyone see it eventually?
Everyone saw it in the back of the truck. The people in the front of the truck did not see it.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't want to go back. They didn't believe us, or they thought we were joking or something.
Okay.
And it was my father and my grandmother and my stepfather's mother who was there, and they thought we were all joking or something like that. It's funny because everybody that I've talked to so far hasn't really believed me. You know,
right.
They kind of make a joke out of it. But it was very plain. You know, I had never really believed people myself, but I saw it with my own eyes, you know, for several minutes. And we tried to think of logical things that it was, you know.
Right.
And we couldn't come up with anything that was acceptable.
You a firm believer now?
I am a firm believer, yes.
We're curious to know where you got our number.
I called the Moffett Air Force Base.
Okay.
My stepfather is a history professor, and he suggested that I call Air Force Base. And they gave me this number to call.
Okay, well, thank you again for calling.
Okay, would you let me know if you come up with anything on that?
Yes, ma'am, we sure will.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.